I'm talking now with Annie Pomploom, a senior at GFW High School. Hello.
Hello.
First question, who are your parents and where are they employed?
So my parents are Doug and Kim Pomploom. My dad is a retired police officer from Renville County. He was a police officer for 31 years, and my mom is a nurse at the New Ulm Medical Center.
Have you been going to GFW schools in that district your whole life, or did you transfer in from someplace else?
I have been going to GFW schools. I did take some post-secondary last semester.
So you're going to be leaving soon the school that you're familiar with, and what are your plans after high school?
My plans after high school are to attend St. Cloud State University. I plan on possibly majoring in elementary education and minoring in marketing. After that, I would love to become a flight attendant.
Okay, my brain is having to work a little bit at that. Elementary education and marketing, but the long-term goal is flight attendant?
Yep.
I've never heard of that progression before. Is how do you see the linkage between those different careers?
Well, my plan is to, I'm kind of debating between the elementary education and the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I actually just registered for some classes last week, and right now I'm looking into the elementary education. So I'm taking some of those classes, and then I was going to look into some marketing, and if I enjoyed that, because I'm not really sure yet, but I think that would be a lot of fun, I would minor in that.
Okay, so at this point you're still exploring your options.
Yep.
And flight attendant, where does that come in?
I love to travel the world. It's something I've always done.
And this way you get to do it, you get paid to go around and travel.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. That's my dream.
When you were just a little kid, like say first or second grade, what did you want to do when you grew up at that point?
I wanted to become a veterinarian. I've always had a love for animals. And I actually job shadowed at a veterinarian clinic, I believe it was in New Ulm, my ninth grade year.
And you saw what veterinarians really have to deal with, and you said, maybe not.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Okay, so one of your long-term goals is to do a lot of traveling around the world. Have you done much traveling to date?
Yes, I have. I have traveled all kinds of places out of the country, including Cancun and Paris. And I really did enjoy that.
What are some of the places that you'd still like to visit? Some of your dream destinations?
My dream destination would be Italy. I think that'd be beautiful.
That you didn't have to think at all for that one. It was just right at the top of your mind.
What was it
about Italy that jumps out at you?
I saw like the bridges there. Like I always look at like pictures, there's like people going underneath the bridges and the boats and stuff like that, and I think that would be really cool.
Could you see yourself ever living in another country? If the option presented itself, would you move to Italy?
Probably not. I was actually adopted from Russia when I was 2.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any memories of it?
I don't. Mm-mm.
Sort of taking you along this path here, has there been anyone, any relatives, any school, say any teachers or guidance counselors who have been maybe helpful in pointing you in a direction?
Absolutely. Miss Baki has been a big one for math. She is my math teacher, and she has helped me out extraordinary.
What are the hardest classes for you, and what are the easiest classes for you?
My hardest class was chemistry. I took that last semester. That one was pretty difficult. And my easiest class was probably Phi-Ed. I really like to stay active.
What sort of activities are you involved in school, like extracurriculars?
Mm-hmm. So I was an ultimate frisbee my freshman year. I did basketball managing this year. I was involved in cross country running. I do golf. It's really nice for relaxation. I'm in pop choir Every Tuesday and Friday we have practice for that. I did theater, the musical, and the one-act play, and I'm also involved in NHS.
Now, those are all group activities. What do you do when you're out of school? Maybe just you have an afternoon to yourself?
I enjoy running and spending time with my family as much as I can.
Okay, let's jump ahead to the future a little bit. You say it's 10 years from now, you're at your high school reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in years, and all of a sudden memories come flooding back at you. What do you think are going to be some of the sharpest, strongest memories of your high school years?
I would say getting nominated to be Spring Fling candidate. I was recently nominated last week, and it was a lot of fun to do that with my peers and my classmates and stuff like that up in front of the school. It was a good laugh.
A good laugh?
Yeah, it was a good laugh because it was embarrassing, but the whole school was watching us.
Okay.
So we were doing like fun activities and stuff like that.
Okay, one final question. I guess this sort of relates to what I was saying. If you have the chance to move to, like, say, Italy, would you do it? And could you see yourself wanting to live in a big city, or do you like the rural life better?
I enjoy living in a city, in the rural area, like not in the cities, but kind of alongside,
sort of
but not
close
in the country.
To a city.
Yep, and that's another reason why I really like St. Cloud State, because it's kind of in between.
And I'm talking with Annie Pomplume, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Thank you.
Thank you.